Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Prosen's here. Bob's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president, CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. He helps people just like you and me every day in his consulting business to put their best foot forward and on many levels of operating their small business, becoming more sophisticated and more competent as chief executive officers. And we're glad to have him here. Bob, welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure, as always. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Bob, one of the things that I've been tracking now for about 5 years is the fact that in corporate America, they've been getting, they laid off, you know, millions of people. And not just corporate America, probably down the line a little bit too, closer to Main Street. Millions of people were laid off, and yet productivity went up. And that was okay for a little while, but here it is years later, productivity is still pretty good, but you got a fewer number of people doing the jobs that more people used to do. I got to believe that's creating a casualty list in the corporate world especially, and maybe even other companies. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. And let's give your listeners some great tips this morning to help them run their business more effectively and reduce their stress. You know, these folks that are out there in small business, and I'm talking small business, not even big corporate America, They have tightened up their belts, and they had to.
Yeah.
We know that.
Everybody has.
There's nothing wrong with that. You got to make money. And that was done, and over the last 3 to 4 or 5 years, people are just overworked. And as you know, Jim, I spend, once a month I'm probably with 100 or 150 small business CEOs face-to-face. So I get a real pulse on what's going on. And it's amazing when I say, how many of you are trying to hire people? 75% of the hands go up.
Yep.
Everybody's looking for people, but they're struggling to find them. So in today's conversation with you, I want to talk about how to go do
it's
that.
It's one of the weirdest parts of our economy today is that we've got all these people unemployed and many of them, many are still looking for a job, but they're not qualified for the jobs that are available, are they?
Well, there's a lot of that, but you know, I tell you, I deal with a lot of folks, and there are some really qualified people out
there. Oh, yeah, but why aren't we getting them together? Why aren't we getting the hirers and the candidates together?
That's the darndest thing. I mean, it's a conundrum, as they would say, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some information. First of all, if you've been putting the pressure on your organization for the last 3 to 5 years, get ready. If you don't do something about it to take care of your people, above and beyond what you've done, you will have turnover.
They're going to go. And see, I predicted this, Bob, 4 years ago when I saw this happening. I said, okay, as soon as the economy picks up, as soon as people start hiring again, if you don't find a way to turn the corner on using and abusing your employees, they'll leave you.
And they are. It's actually started. There is turnover. There are people that have their paper out on the street. I was with a client just the other day, and he's telling me that when he went up on the job ad boards, he sees 3 or 4 of his people out there looking, unbeknownst, obviously, to him until he started searching. So this is going on right under your feet, folks. I want you to pay attention to that.
Let me stick something else in here, Bob. Folks, these are your key people. Because they're the ones who stepped up the pace and really performed for you when you needed them to, showed their leadership. These are very capable. These are your capable and key people that we're talking about, aren't we?
Yeah, these are the people you can't afford to lose.
Right.
I mean, with one company the other day, and the head of operations has just been killing it and doing some fabulous work for this company, and he came in and he wanted a big raise. And I told the CEO, you got to do it. I know you don't like it, but you got to do it. This guy has pulled you through. He saved you a ton of money. So it's not always money, Jim, you know that, but that's at the same point, you've got to make sure you're treating your people fairly or you're going to have this turnover problem, and God, is it bad when you lose a good person. It is so bad. So let's talk about the hiring process, because you're going to hire whether it's because you've lost somebody, unfortunately, or you're growing, and thankfully people are growing again. Here's what I want everybody to do. First of all, make sure that you have multiple people in your organization taking a shot at these candidates before you hire them. I still run into some businesses where one person's making this decision, and that is a big mistake.
Big mistake, yep.
Now, then people say, well, who should interview these people? It's really clear as to who should do this, Jim. It's only your A players. Only let your A players interview candidates. Mm-hmm. And I know people are going, I can't do that. They're busy. Well, A players hire A people.
That's right.
B players hire C people.
Do you recommend interviewing across assignments too? When I hired with Xerox back in the 70s, I was being hired for sales, but in the interview process, I interviewed with the chief technical guy. I mean the service guys. One of the top service guy interviewed me. He wasn't even going to be in my chain of command, but yet I had to talk to him.
That's because they were smart. They made sure you talked to multiple people because they didn't want to make a mistake either, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And the higher the position you're going for, the more that's going to happen. And if you're going for a more senior-level manager, COO, vice president, head of HR, something, you're going to definitely be talking to all the leaders of this company. So just get ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I want people to do. You've done this multiple interviews. You've got your eight people interviewing the candidates. You narrow it down to the person you want to hire. Now everybody's excited. They go, let's go and hire this person. Let's get it done. He or she is definitely the right person. This is where the mistake is actually made, which is odd. You think, this is perfect. This is exactly what we should be doing. But we left out one very important step. And I want everybody who's listening today to remember this for the rest of your life. It's that important. I want you to call this candidate up that you're so excited about and tell that person to come see you or ask that person to come see you one more time. And here's the key. Ask them to bring with them on one sheet of paper, and my words matter, one sheet of paper, what they're going to get done the first 60 days they're with you.
Hmm.
Think about that. You know, the implications of that are huge.
Wow, that's a big ask for somebody who doesn't know much about your business.
But they've interviewed all your people.
Mm-hmm.
They've been through the process. They're not going to know any more today than they ever will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and very interesting. Hey, Bob, give us a website, please.
BobProsen.com, BobProsen.com.
When we come back, you know, we're talking about all these employees ready to go. Well, guess what? Maybe they're ready to go to your company. Why don't you try to hire some of those folks? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.